Follow-up note on patient Sharon Broad, 301-684-993-0929-5.70 follow-up. 4 weeks after my last visit with the patient, she had a change in mental status, PCP worked up. PCP did the workup. No infection was found. Patient was started on Ativan PRN. Since then, there was another incident when she had a fall. Today's staff reports that patient is generally she sometimes stayed sedated. They have not seen any acute impulsive behavior. They have not seen any significant signs of dementia, signs of depression, mania, or psychosis. On examination, she was calm and no distress, vital, stable, psychic status changes, but medical status, but social family status changes. Patient chart staff therefore got her 1,500 milligram QHS, below 30 milligrams a day, cogent 0.5 BID, respiron 0.5 QAM, 1 milligram QHS, adjuvant 0.5 BID, PRN, adverse effects, other weight gain, tremors, and thrombocytopenia, allergies, taurazine, sulfur, diagnostic, CBC, CMP, urine analysis, were reviewed. Her latest platelet count is 71. PCP is aware of the report. Latest Depakote level is 78. Hygiene and dress within normal limits, comfortable, other overweight, mood with normal, scattered, bundled, delusion, and restriction, and awake. Orientation to persons with common self and other soldiers, speech, brief, short, limit, lacking content. Wheelchair, skin intact, no diagram, fluctuating diagnosis, clinical depression. Unclear what caused the mental stress changes. Patient is now back to her baseline clinical status. Major concern is thrombocytopenia. I'm going to repeat CBC, and just if needed, we will discuss with PCP to see if any other intervention can be done before we stop Depakote. I think patient might decompensate if Depakote is stopped. Treatment plan, continue to observe.